Don't Touch That Dial. It's the American Grooves Radio Hour with your host, Joe Lauro.
Yes, indeed. Jazz with a sense of humor. Fats Waller and his buddies, recorded in March 1929 by RCA Victor Records, featuring Arvel Harris on that great clarinet. Charlie Ives is in the band, Fats on piano, and Eddie Condon making it a multiracial group, Eddie Condon on banjo. I love how the tune just kind of builds up steam and actually, to me, becomes hysterically funny with that kind of honking trombone at the very end of the very last chorus. I got to play that part for you one more time. It's worth listening to again. And I think that's a fitting way to begin our series of two episodes of the American Grooves Radio Hour on the RCA Victor Race Records. In the early 1920s, pioneer A&R men like Ralph Prier were scouting through America's hinterlands for other types of music besides the kind of straight pop, comedy, operatic, semi-classical that really dominated the record-buying public's choices. With the success of a couple of country records, Pierre was really into something good. He recorded country singer, guitarist Henry Widder around 1922-23. And just around that time also on Columbia, Race Records, Bessie Smith's Down Home Blues was selling lots of copies. And so all of a sudden, there was this new market that the executives realized. Instead of just throwing all the music out there for whoever wanted to buy it, they decided there was money to be made if they created separate series catering to different ethnic types of people in the country. So a country music category began. Race records, meaning records specifically recorded for black audiences. This started around 1922-23, but by the late 20s, these series had their own number series. So they actually, rather than throwing country records and black blues and jazz records into the pot of everything, they gave them their own numerical series, and they actually promoted them separately. Victor, they first called it Red Hot Tunes, and it was a lot of jazz bands, but then things like Blind Willie McTell and some great preachers like Reverend Gates and Reverend McGee, Victoria Spivey, Memphis Jug Band, all this started really hitting, and people were buying these records, primarily black audiences who had money at the time. Things were good. It was before the Great Depression really kicked in. Although by the end of 29, things changed. And the RCA Victor Race Series that we're going to be focusing on tonight and next week began at the very, very beginning of January 1929 and continued really till about 1933, when the Great Depression really desecrated the sales of records, particularly to rural people, black and white, who did not have 75 cents for a phonograph record. They hardly had that to buy enough food to eat. So these series pretty much vanished. But in those 4 years, there were some absolute gems.
I got the dark night blues, I'm feeling awful bad. I got the dark night blues, Mom, I'm feeling awful bad. That's the worst old feeling that a good man ever had. I'm following my brown from the depot to the train. I found my fat brown from the dump to the train. And the blues came down like dark night showers of rain. I drink so much whiskey, I stagger when I'm asleep. Drink so much whiskey, I stagger when I'm asleep. My brains is dark and cloudy, my mind's gone to my feet. I got the blues so bad, I can feel them in the dark. I got the blues so bad, I can feel them in the dark. It was one dark and dreary morning, baby, when you broke my heart. Got a fat brown in Atlanta, got one in Macon too. Got a fat brown in Atlanta, I got one in Macon too. I got one in Statesboro, give me the more dark night blue. Everything I told you, went and told you outside, man. Everything I told you, mama, you went and told you outside, man. But I'm gonna tell you something your good man can't stand. Right in the B&P special, mama, I'm leaving this town. Right in the B&P special, baby, I'm leaving this town. say you didn't want me, I'ma quit hanging around.
South Street Trio playing their South Street Stomp. That's Robert Cooksley and Bobby Leekan out of Philadelphia. Although this session was released in late 1929, it was actually recorded in Camden, New Jersey, where Victor had its main studio, really. And it was recorded in 1927. So they held it, released it a little bit later. And before that, we heard Blind Willie McTell recorded in Atlanta in 1929 doing his Dark Night Blues. So Victor's Race series was not just about jazz. It had country blues. It had skiffle. I call skiffle what you just heard of Bobby Leekan. Basically, string band music played by a band that could perform on the streets, generally no piano, mandolins, guitars, fiddles, and also jug bands were recorded, and choirs, and you name it, fiddle groups that could have been country but were actually African-American groups. And here is an example of that. Jim Baxter and Andrew Baxter, they were father and son, fiddle and guitar. They recorded this classic side in Atlanta. Okay, I was just confusing. I was going to say Memphis. Recorded in Atlanta in 1928, the Georgia Stomp. If you are a fan of the Harry Smith anthology, you will have found this recording on that classic 1952 collection of Americana.
Georgia Stomp loved it. Also your partner. Hands up, 8 and 30. Now break loose and walk back. Take your time. Swing your corner. Now swing your part. Partner's right hand. Now rights and lefts all the way through. Corners now. Thank you.
King Oliver and his orchestra recorded in January 1929, sort of the end of King Oliver's reign as the trumpet king. Armstrong had very much overtaken him by then, and Oliver was having all kinds of troubles with his teeth. And there's speculation as to who actually plays trumpet on some of these later sides by him. Lewis Metcalf is listed as the second trumpeter on this. I think it is actually Oliver playing. Metcalf didn't really have that Oliver sound, not quite as much as, say, Henry Allen did. But anyway, Fats Pichon is the vocalist and pianist there. Pichon was a New Orleans regular performer who went up to New York in 29 and 30 to try his luck. He went back down to New Orleans shortly thereafter with his tail between his legs. Actually, I'm in possession of his diaries from when he was in New York, and it's a very revealing and sort of a sad tale of a journeyman musician leaving his homeland to try something new, and how very little money he made in New York, and he had to go on back down to New Orleans. Speaking of Fats Pichon, let's listen to Fats, his only two sides he ever made in the pre-war era on his own as a soloist, more of a novelty singer. Here is Fats Pichon, My Yo-Yo, as recorded and released on the Victor Race Series in 1929. Henry Allen on trumpet with Fats Pichon, and the guitarist, his name was Teddy Bunn. And in many ways, Bun was the black equivalent to jazz guitar, comparable to Eddie Lang. Working around the same time Lang was recorded far more extensively, we don't have that many examples of Teddy Bun, except really as a backing musician. But here, again, on the Victor Ray series, is a rare example of a Teddy Bun issued side. This more hokum blues, kind of funny blues, really novelty stuff, usually a little double entendre. Here is Teddy Bun with Spencer Williams, the pianist, recording a silly double entendre ditty called You've Got to Blow It Up in late 1930.
Little Willie Thomas, two buttons, can't play with my new toy balloon unless you blow it up.
I'm gonna blow it up, mister.
Come on and blow it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to blow it up.
Cause it looks so swell when you blow it up.
I'm gonna blow it up.
Your auto's got a flat tire down the road. If you want all my heavy load, you got to blow it up.
I'm gonna blow it up.
You got to blow it up.
I'm to blow it up.
You can't ride with me unless you blow it up.
I'm gonna blow it up.
Now, when you make some bubbles, that's his blind. With your pipe float him way up high. You got to blow it up.
I'm gonna blow it up.
Oh, baby, blow it up.
I'm gonna blow it up.
Oh, it's no trouble. Hun, you better blow it up.
I'm gonna blow it up.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, recorded in November of 1928, Bandana Babies, which was a tune from the Cotton Club review of that year. That was Ozzie Ware on vocals, a rather obscure blues singer, but she was with Duke at the time, I think appearing at the Cotton Club. And that tune and that release, which was in January of 1929, was really just about the first issues. It was 38,007 in the 38,000 series, which was designated for Hot Dance and Race Records. So that was the great Ellington group. So many wonderful bands were recorded, and Victor recorded in several places. It wasn't random. It wasn't just any little town or whatever, because they had to bring in portable equipment, usually truck it in. They had to bring in wax masters and keep them in ice so they wouldn't melt. It was quite the process back then. Ellington was recorded in New York and Camden, which is close by, of course. They also recorded pretty extensively, Victor, that is, in Dallas, Texas, in New Orleans, in Atlanta, and in Chicago, and several other places, also in L.A. Hollywood, a little bit later. We're going to try to hit on at least one recording from each of the key Victor locations. So given that, why don't we head on down to New Orleans, where Victor set up shop and recorded the Jones and Collins Astoria Hot 8 in a warehouse building in the French Quarter of New Orleans. This is called the Astoria Strut. Lee Collins is the trumpet player in the group. Sidney Arodin is clarinet. Al Morgan on bass. Joe Robichaud, who later went on to lead his own band about 3 or 4 years later. So here they are, one of the only four sides recorded by this great working New Orleans band, Jones and Collins, Astoria Hot 8. Thank you. Wanderers, recorded in New York in early 1929, a novelty vocal group. There's no instruments on that record besides five voices doing all kinds of funny things. And they're a predecessor to the Mills Brothers, who came about maybe 2 years later, also doing novelty stuff, imitating a jazz band with nothing more than their mouths. Okay, so on the journey through Victor's race recording cities, let's head on down to Dallas, where Bessie Tucker, blues singer, was recorded in that city in early 1929. Mean old Jack Stopper blues. And folks, it ain't pretty.
Out of town.
Jelly Roll Morton recorded for Victor in Camden in 1929, Seattle Hunch. You know, that's another Morton tune. The name escapes me. He did that rather frequently. He would take an earlier tune, record it on a different record label, and give it a slightly different, though always amusing, title. So that was what he called Seattle Hunch. If anyone knows what the original composition's name is, it sounds so familiar. I just can't put my finger on it. Just send me a note or a letter or give me a call. I'd love to know. Anyway, this is Joe Lauro, and you are listening to the American Grooves Radio Hour. We're here every Sunday at 4 and 10 o'clock on WLIW-FM, Southampton, New York, and over the air at 88.3, serving Eastern Long Island and Southern Connecticut, 96.9 in Western Suffolk, and streaming at WLIW.org/radio and on all of your favorite streaming platforms. This is listener-supported WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station. And if you're just tuning in, American Grooves tonight and next week will be playing recordings from Victor, RCA Victor's Race series of recordings. Recordings earmarked for African American audiences in the 1920s and into the early 1930s. And we're going to move right ahead with a recording made in Atlanta by a one-hit wonder, actually not even a hit. This recording is really just about as obscure as it gets. This record really marketed to lovers of rural sanctified singing. This is a duet accompanied by guitar, recorded in Atlanta in late 1928. Blind Benny Paris and wife, I guess Mrs. Paris. And here is a wonderful tune, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me. One of the two sides they made. After this record was made, they just vanished into the stratosphere.
I'm going to sing a song, and the subject of this song is I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me.
So this one man talking
about you and me care you, name it broad. You must take it for your portion, for they talked
by the Lord.
I'm gonna live so God can use me.
Anywhere,
I'm gonna live so God can use me.
Anywhere,
we had trials, tribulations, while we in this world below. When I reach my home in glory, all my trials will be old. I'm gonna live so God can use me. I'm gonna live so God can use me. In it. When your heart seems sad and lonely, and you don't know what to do, you just put your trust in Jesus. He will lead you. I'm gonna live so God can use me
anywhere.
I'm gonna live so God can use me
anywhere.
Jesus Christ, the King of glory, Christ who died for sin for me. If you learn to love and trust him, you will find his dear
friend.
I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere. gonna live true. God can use me in a prayer.
Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed our broadcast this week, where we've explored the RCA Victor Race series of recordings made in the 1920s and early 30s. We'll be doing part two of the series next week. So until then, have a great week, and folks, keep listening.
Okay, America!
American Grooves Radio Hour is brought to you weekly on WLIW-FM Southampton, 88.3 on your radio dial, and at WLIW.org, and all streaming formats.